Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Plymouth County farmers have completed planting their corn and soybean crops for this year. Area agronomist Leah Tenaples says there remains some field work.
I would say most of all of Northwest Iowa is finished up with planting. Most of the only planting going on is any replanting that had to happen.
This usually happens when a stand of soybeans isn't emerging as the producer expects.
If a grower didn't have a stand that they were happy with, they can go in and add some more soybeans. So you don't tear up your whole stand. You just add some additional soybeans into the stand.
Tenaples says some of this damage was due to a heavy rain received a couple of weeks ago. Midwest Drought Monitor now says Iowa is facing a drought this year, with 57% of the state currently covered with abnormally dry conditions. Tenaples says we are between climate patterns. Two Sibley residents were arrested by Sioux County authorities on theft charges. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office says they arrested 46-year-old David Case and 33-year-old Margaret Jacobson. They were arrested after the Sheriff's Office received a report of the two entering BNSF railway property and stealing scrap metal. It's alleged the two stole railroad tie plates and steel stakes and are trying to sell them as scrap at a local salvage yard. Case and Jacobson were transported to the Sioux County Jail and were charged with second-degree theft. This is a joint investigation of the Sioux and Osceola County Sheriff's Offices. The U.S. House voted late last night to raise the nation's debt ceiling. All four of Iowa's House delegation voted in favor. 4th District Congressman Randy Feenster of Hull said in a statement that the bill avoids financial ruin for farmers, families, and Main Street businesses while setting up long-term federal spending controls. The bill is likely to be voted on in the U.S. Senate today. Iowa Senior Senator Chuck Grassley is still on the fence about the legislation. Senator Grassley says as important bills go, this one is at least relatively concise.
A little over 100 pages, I believe, compared to sometimes you have a couple thousand pages bill on your desk. And so consequently, I should have gone through it thoroughly, but haven't yet. Probably won't make my announcement until the House passes the bill.
Grassley says he's done some research in the bill and he isn't entirely thrilled with it. The measure was crafted by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy working with President Biden, and it would suspend the debt ceiling until January 1st of 2025. Some Iowa parents may begin applying for $7,600 in state funding to cover private school tuition for their children Wednesday. The plan for state-funded educational savings accounts was the number one legislative priority for Governor Kim Reynolds. She released a video message Wednesday morning.
Today marks an important milestone for Iowa's education system as universal school choice becomes a reality for Iowa families.
Not all parents are eligible this year, however, as only parents with an annual household income at or below 300% of the federal poverty line may apply. In year three, every parent of a private school student becomes eligible.
I believe education is the great equalizer, which is why it was so important to remove the boundaries that have existed between public and private schools for too long.
A New York company is managing the online portal where Iowans apply for the state funding, and the company makes the tuition payments to private schools. If there's money remaining, it may be used for other approved expenses like tutoring and school books. And opponents of carbon pipelines are asking federal officials to issue a moratorium on new construction. The U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration is holding a two-day public hearing in Des Moines. Kim Junker, a Grundy County farmer, says the federal agency should at least adopt new safety standards for the operation of pipelines and the response to ruptures. Three people from Mississippi are in Iowa testifying about a carbon pipeline rupture there 3 years ago. A first responder who rescued unconscious people from a car that couldn't run because of the carbon dioxide plume says he'd be protesting if a carbon pipeline was proposed on or near his property in Mississippi. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.